Nearly a month before Election Day, you probably can't escape the campaign commercials.
I'm Scott Brown, and I approve this message.
Now you know that this is
I'm Jean Shaheen, and I approve this message because I know New Hampshire families.
I'm Martha Coakley, and I approve this message.
I'm Charlie Baker, and I want to be your governor.
From the governor's race to ballot initiatives, big bucks are being spent to win you over. Are they working? We put that question to our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. Let's begin with the latest TV ads out of the governor's race. Here is a Charlie Baker ad trying to build on his appeal as a moderate, boasting of support from outside the Republican Party in his ad, which is titled Delivers. Let's listen.
Democrats and independents across the state are supporting Charlie Baker for governor.
I'm a lifelong Democrat.
I'm voting for Charlie Baker.
Charlie Baker.
Big time.
That's because Baker delivers.
The latest WBUR tracking poll shows 20% of registered Democrats saying that they'll vote for Baker. He's also sending a message there to the unenrolled voters, which he needs more than Democrats. Is this a sweet spot for Baker right now, Dan?
Well, it's what I would call a permission spot. It uses blue-collar Democratic men, I should say, and women to say it's okay to be for a Republican. And at the same time, it's trying to add to Baker's new regular guy look. Thing is, if testimonials worked, every advertiser would use them. But voters believe it's easy to find testifiers to say nice things about a candidate or, for that matter, a product.
Well, this new Baker spot is much better than the other Baker ads we've seen. It's basically shots of a friendlier candidate. The message is, as Dan pointed out, that Democrats can openly, happily support Baker, trying to increase his support among Democrats, boosting it from around 20% up to hopefully 25%.
All right, let's move over to the Coakley campaign with an ad titled Plan, emphasizing her solid base with women voters and her ability to lead.
She's been a powerful advocate for women and kids and one of the toughest opponents Wall Street and the big banks have ever seen. Now Martha Coakley is running for governor with a plan to build an economy that works for everyone.
I wonder, Todd, if you think this ad is a little too scattershot, tough on Wall Street and banks, for women and kids, and the economy. Is it focused enough?
It isn't focused, and it's pretty dull. I think it's meant to appeal to Democrats who had supported her primary opponent, State Treasurer Steve Grossman. And it's meant to make up for the perception of her being a weak leader.
She mentioned six subjects, and that's five too many for a TV spot. It pains me to say this, but I do believe that Baker's advertising has been better than Coakley's. Coakley's advertising has been kind of dreary.
This new ad from Charlie Baker suggests that he will have the superior advertising at the end. I don't think his earlier advertising was particularly good. I thought it was mediocre.
Okay, let's go north now to the New Hampshire U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Jean Shaheen and former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Republican Scott Brown. They're really taking shots at one another in ads that are all over Boston TV, which of course can be seen throughout most of southern New Hampshire. Here's a Shaheen ad titled Selling Out. It pictures Scott Brown in a tuxedo. Let's listen.
He voted big oil more than $20 billion in taxpayer subsidies, but we got higher gas prices. Scott Brown saved Wall Street $19 billion, but we got foreclosures. Scott Brown, not for New Hampshire. Never was, never will be.
Is this effective in raising the question about whether there's more to Scott Brown than the barn coat image that he projects? Todd.
Well, Jean Shaheen is trying to do what Elizabeth Warren did to Brown, trying to be the feisty populist. She's attacking Brown as a candidate for Wall Street rather than a candidate of and for New Hampshire. But the spot is rather harsh in tone. I think Shaheen advisors figure she's built up enough of her positives over the years that she can attack without fear of backlash.
Elizabeth Warren showed that he's vulnerable on anti-consumer votes and amendments that he offered. That was Massachusetts. This is New Hampshire. She's making a point of saying he's not from here without blatantly saying it. That's kind of the core of the message for her.
All right, let's talk about a Scott Brown ad, his latest ad. It's titled Protecting America's Freedom. It's in keeping with his campaign formula of tying Jean Shaheen to President Obama. Here's a clip.
Anyone who turns on the TV these days knows we face challenges to our way of life. Radical Islamic terrorists are threatening to cause the collapse of our country. President Obama and Senator Shaheen seem confused about the nature of the threat. Not me.
Is this working for him, trying to capitalize on the president's unpopularity in a non-presidential campaign, Dan?
Perhaps. He says that Shaheen and President Obama are confused, but he's the one who's confused. He shows us shots of ISIS waving the black flag. Now, they're conducting war in Iraq and Syria. They're not threatening to come across U.S. borders.
Well, Brown is trying to do what he did in the special Senate election in 2010, ride a Republican wave. He's trying to come across as the confident leader who actually knows what he's talking about on foreign policy.
But how can he claim that ISIS, which he shows in the commercial, is threatening our borders? I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, I think most people realize, including the president, that ISIS is a threat because many of those who came originally with passports from the U.S. or other European countries can, in fact, cross our borders legally.
So who's running the best media campaign in New Hampshire right now? Is it Scott Brown or is it Jean Shaheen?
Well, I think it's Shaheen because she's decided not to let Scott Brown get away with what he got away with in Massachusetts, namely painting himself as a moderate.
Well, I think Scott Brown, the fact that he has gained ground on her and that now it's kind of a tie, shows that his ads have been more effective.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.